Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How are you health-wise?
I'm doing good. End of the season, not on a good foot, obviously, but, put a lot of time, a lot of effort into the rehab and, I feel really good. First week went really well. I'm glad to be back here, back with the guys.
Trill, you a lot has been made of the guys that you've lost this offseason. I think six of eight team captains from last year, which is a big number. How confident and willing do you feel stepping into more of a leadership role this upcoming year?
Yeah, it's tough losing anybody, especially, guys like that have been here for a long time and really made this place, what it is now, and have set a standard for how we are and how we operate. But it's something that I've put a lot of effort and a lot of time into this offseason, was preparing to take that next step and put myself out there and try to be one of the guys that's helping lead this team and doing everything that I can to help everybody around me. Yeah, I think it's a combination of, all of those things. Really just holding myself to a certain standard and holding guys around me to a certain standard, and being who I want to be as a player, as a man, just as a teammate and as a person. I think that's the main part in all of that. And then, as you hold yourself to a standard and hold yourself accountable, other guys around you, they kind of tend to follow that lead. Yeah, it's awesome. I'm super super happy for Bobby. Talked to him a ton of times throughout the offseason. He's helped me tremendously my first 2 years, just understanding how to be effective in this league and how to, navigate everything that comes with, being a linebacker in this defense and, being a part of this team. He's one of the guys that, I lean on and, I feel like I can go to whenever I need something. And, I can't say enough good things about Bobby. And, I'm so happy that he's able to be here and to, lead this defense.
Kind of going off of that, does it make your close relationship with him, obviously unknown who's going to call defensive plays, would it make it a little bit easier if it is Bobby? Because like, even how close you guys are, and
Yeah, I think so. I mean, whoever calls the plays, I feel like I had a really, really strong relationship with Coach McDermott last year. Spent a lot of time with him, leading up to the season and then obviously throughout the season. The same thing with Bobby. We've been in the same room for 2 years. He's been, the guy that I've gone to for pretty much everything. So, for me, I think either one of those guys, I've built a very strong connection and bond with both of them. So, I'm excited for whoever it is.
What's that like, say, coming into camp? And two, was there a moment you know, everybody now sees how you play, but was there a moment for you that you knew it was going to be different when you came in, even if maybe everybody else didn't know yet?
Yeah, I think the jump from year one to year two is huge. You know, just learning the system and learning kind of how you fit within the system and within the team. You know, I spent a lot of time in the offseason last year, you know, really studying and trying to refine my game and understand, you know, the nuances of the defense. And I feel like that was a huge part in why I was able to come back and have a little bit of an edge, you know, mentally, just being prepared to go out there and being able to do what I do physically. But I think overall, you know, just the time that you get, you know, away from the building to kind of do your own thing and focus on things that you need to focus on. By the time you get back, I feel like you're 10 steps ahead of, you know, where you started out.
But you ended up with all that. You still had to prove it to Sean and all. So was there a time you felt like, was it in the classroom? Was it on the field in practice? Somewhere that it was like, this can be my job, or you felt like you had proved it to them?
I think it just took time. I wouldn't say there's a specific, you know, point where I felt like it was going to be my job, or, you know, I was going to be the one in the middle of the defense. I think just over time and over reps, I got more comfortable. The guys around me got more comfortable with me being there. And, you know, it kind of developed like that. You know, I feel like once I got back for OTAs last year, I was in a different headspace, you know, in terms of just understanding and knowing the defense, that I could go out and do, you know, what I needed to do physically. Yeah, it was awesome, man. I talked to him a ton. He's a guy that I've leaned on, you know, since I've been here, and somebody that I've honestly tried to model my game after. So, you know, having that communication and that relationship, you know, I'm excited to be back around him now, working out next to him. You know, we're in meeting rooms now, you know, sitting next to each other, talking about things that we see. And, you know, that stuff gets me excited, and, you know, it just lights a little fire inside of me, because I can feel, you know, our bond and our connection growing even now, and talking about, you know, things we did last season and where we can improve and other ways that we can help the defense. So, you know, we've had, you know, plenty of conversations about what's next for us and how we want to, you know, see this thing going forward.
Is there anything physically going into year three? I mean, obviously mentally you're constantly learning, trying to, you know, understand. But physically, did you have any goals? Like, you see any opportunity for growth in particular, other than just in general, be stronger? But like injury prevention or any part of your body or physical or speed or anything you focused on improving?
Yeah, I think you always go into an offseason trying to get bigger, faster, and stronger. A huge thing that I kind of incorporated this offseason was more injury prevention stuff, kind of like you're talking about. So, you know, trying to keep my ankles healthy, my knees healthy, my shoulders. And, you know, that's little exercises, 15, 20 minutes here and there, you know, just little things that I can tack on and add on that, you know, kind of bulletproofs you for a NFL season.
It might be like ankle flexion.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
You didn't need surgery after your ankle, right?
No, sir. Yep.
Terrell, you are been an undersized back presser, with all due respect, obviously, but when you think about what Mark just asked, how much does that shape how you have to train differently or think differently about playing the game? And do you look at a guy like Matt, who's also not the biggest necessary linebacker, but playing the middle, you're also not Tremaine, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess the question I would say, do you have to alter anything you do, how you train, how you prepare, knowing that you're a little bit different in that type of game?
I don't think there's much that I alter. I mean, obviously, like I said, trying to get as strong as I can, with, you know, what weight I'm comfortable at. So I did put on a little bit of weight throughout the off season, which, you know, in turn will help me stay healthy, hopefully throughout the full year. But I wouldn't say there's a ton of things that I go and, you know, have to change and, you know, try out different things for my routine. Matt is a guy that I've reached out to and, you know, got some tips from him on things that he's done, like I said, injury prevention wise, and really just where you need to be strong at and what you need to be strong at. I think that's the main focus. Yeah, usually I stay around 225. I came back around 226, 227, and, you know, I'm working out around there right now and seeing how I feel with that. Once you get into the season, it's a little bit different. You know, you're going 18, 19 weeks in a row, so it fluctuates a little bit. But if I can stay around that weight, you know, I feel pretty comfortable there. Sometimes there is, yeah. I think for me it is. When I'm a little bit heavier, I feel a little stronger. You know, it doesn't really affect my speed as much or my quickness as much, but I do feel a little bit stronger. So if I can keep that weight on, you know, throughout the whole year, I'd be happy with that. Yeah, so like I said, you know, I spent time with Bobby and Sean. You know, Bobby really in the classroom, understanding the scheme of things and how we want to get things done. And then, you know, extra meetings going upstairs with Sean and detailing how he sees me fitting in the position and how he sees me leading the guys around me or how he sees me, you know, making certain checks and calls. I think that was, you know, a huge part in my play last year was having both of them, you know, really tell me exactly what they wanted and exactly what they needed from me. And, you know, I think like I said earlier, the nuances of the defense, I feel like spending that time with both of them, it really helped my understanding of not just my position, but the guys around me as well. And, you know, what they wanted to get out of certain calls or certain situations. And, you know, it, I feel like each week I got closer and closer and closer to where I wanted to be. And, you know, I was continuing to grow and get better throughout the season. And I plan to, you know, try to do that now.
Where do you see, I mean, you exceeded pretty much all expectations last year. Where do you see an opportunity for you to make a step forward in year three?
Yeah, I feel like there's a ton of opportunities. You know, like I said earlier, watching the film with Matt and picking his brain a little bit on things he saw from my game. And then obviously with Al now, things he saw that I could get better at. I think the overall thing, though, is just being consistent and staying healthy, obviously, and then, you know, really leading the guys around me and making sure I'm holding myself to a standard and holding everybody else to a certain standard and, you know, going out and playing the way we need to play.
How much of a challenge does that present to you, having a newfound trust on who's going to be on that back end? Because, you know, you relate across and, you know, the back end have their same calls, but they feed off what you're calling. So how much of a challenge does that present with, you know, having a fresh face back there?
Yeah, I think anytime you're communicating and playing with different people, it can be challenging. But, you know, being able to, personally from my point of view, being able to communicate the call and execute the call, I think that falls back on me, making sure that everybody's on the same page and we're all understanding and running the same thing and, you know, we're all moving as one. And, you know, that's what times like this are for right now. You know, OTAs are a huge part of that. Just making sure we're all doing the exact same things. We all use the same language and we're all on the same page. So, you know, last year OTAs I was trying to, you know, just focus on myself and make sure I was, you know, where I needed to be. I knew the defense. I knew what was going on. And now it's more of I'm trying to do that plus make sure everybody around me is on the same page as well. So, you know, it's a challenge that I'm looking forward to. And I think, like I said earlier, this time period of the year that we're in, this is what it's for.
Coming in as a rookie, what's the most challenging thing about learning this team's defense?
Yeah, I think just the nuances. You know, I think when I had got here, they'd been here for 6 or 7 years already, so there was a ton of reps and a ton of things that, you know, they had already seen that I was brand new to. So I think taking it from, you know, the playbook and lining up in this spot to the next step where, you know, you see a certain formation, you might want to cheat or boss your alignment this way. I think those nuances are what, you know, really took me, you know, some time to get under my belt and to understand and to be able to take it to the next step. You know, the X's and O's in the classroom, I feel like that was step one, and that's kind of where you have to lay your foundation. But making the next step and taking those next steps to really master the defense, I feel like it took a while. Yeah, I've got all the trust in the world in them. Like I said, you know, I was coming in just trying to get a job done last year, and they helped me so much, just mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, everything, getting me aligned in order to, you know, play the mic position and, you know, ultimately try to be a leader on the team. So, you know, I trust those guys with everything. Yeah. I mean, it's a rule now, so, you know, we're gonna have to play by the rules. I don't really think about that when I'm on the field, so it'll be an adjustment for sure, but I mean, it is what it is.
What have you seen in Dorian Williams' progress here too that you saw in yourself?
Yeah, I think Dorian came in, you know, physically and, you know, mentally really prepared. He's come in and has done everything that all the coaches, everybody's asked him to do. You know, I talked to him throughout the off season, checking in, just seeing how he was doing, where he was at, and, you know, ultimately getting back to ball and, you know, seeing if he needed help with anything, like understanding the scheme, any of the nuances stuff that we had talked about earlier. And, you know, he's come back and has, you could tell he's put in a lot of time and a lot of effort into getting that next step that's, you know, required to go out there and play fast. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I feel like he did an amazing job coming in and playing when he needed to play and doing his job when he needed to do it. And then, you know, obviously on special teams, going out there and doing everything he needed to do there. I think, you know, it's really tough to come in and play as a rookie, especially in this defense as a linebacker with there's so many things going on. And, you know, I feel like he handled himself really well and did, you know, what we asked him to do, so.
How excited are you to know that you'll be having Ed Oliver and DQ, you know, in front of you?
Yeah, man, I'm super excited. You know, when we re-signed DQ, I shot him a text, hit him up, and was basically just thanking God he came back. Those are my guys, man. They keep me clean all year. I can't say enough things about them. You know, they're two of the best in the game, and, you know, I'm grateful we have them in front of me.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.